Radio City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Okay, you're with Radio City Talk. This is the Kickoff. Let's look at Liverpool's under-23s. They've been involved in some incredible action of late. And let's talk to their boss, Michael Beale. Morning to you, Michael.
How you doing, Steve? You well?
Yeah, great. Thanks for joining me. I tell you what, you've had a succession of incredible goal fests, haven't you, with your team of late?
Yeah, I think a lot of the work we've been doing in training come out in the games, and we've been very clinical, and the boys are high in form and confidence at the moment.
Almost a little bit like the first team, and I know Jurgen has said he's seen some of your games, and he said it's close to what he imagined it should be. That's a great sort of credit to yourself, but also must make you feel you're on the right track with it.
Yeah, certainly. I think that when you watch the first team on a Saturday like they were against Hull at the weekend, it's really obvious for us the next day what we're trying to recreate. And we play a very similar system, obviously, and a lot of our players are lucky enough to train there every day with the first team. So, no, that's it. They've got to try to replicate what the first team are doing and hopefully steal one of them players' shirts one day.
Yeah, obviously get a chance when it arises. You've got a number of players you could touch on, but I know Ovi Ejaari is someone you're very close to, someone you knew from a very young age.
Yeah, someone I've known since the age of 5 or 6. And no, he's a lovely boy, very humble, works really hard. And I'm so pleased he's got his opportunity. You can imagine a boy has sacrificed a lot, leaving his family to come and move to the North and Liverpool, but he's settled in very well and he's playing fantastic football at the moment.
What did it mean to him, and maybe to you, when you saw him make his full debut against Derby, or his debut against Derby? I imagine you were so proud.
Yeah, it's fantastic for a number of the staff at the club. There's loads of people. He's obviously stayed with house parents while he's up here. They'll be very proud. You know, there's loads of people at the club that have supported the boy. Me personally, I was over the moon because I've seen him since such a young age, and I know for him, it sort of makes a lot of tough decisions he made right by coming to Liverpool and making his debut. So we're really proud of Ovie. The one thing about him, he doesn't say much as a boy. He's quite shy and reserved, and just as he's talking on the pitch, he's a lovely technical player. And you know, as he continues to grow and get older, he's a very exciting player for the future.
Because you're looking at that overall development, aren't you? Personality as well, leadership qualities, the bits you mentioned there, as well as the footballer.
Yeah, there's, you know, some players excel in different areas, don't they? So some players have to work on other areas to make sure their game's rounded off. They're all, you know, young boys with massive dreams, and the level of our first team at the moment and the demands of playing in the Premier League are so high. So it's not as easy as it was in yesteryears to get in and around our first team. But one thing we do have is a manager that's willing to give these young players a chance, and that's everything. I think if a first team manager shows a trust and faith in you, it can make you 10 foot tall. And Jurgen's done that with a number of the young players now, and he gives them very good feedback as well. And I think it helps that we have such a close link with our first team staff, with coaches like Pepe Linders and John Achterberg, who worked in the academy previously. They already know these boys, so it's a real seamless process moving from the academy or the under-23s to the first team setup.
How much of a difference in character are you seeing when the likes of maybe a Trent Alexander-Arnold or a Ovie actually spends a bit of time with the first team?
Yeah, I see him mature a lot in a very, very short space of time. It's the best way to help a young boy mature, getting exposure to the first team. They come out of a dressing room where they're with their peers, sort of players 17 to 19 years old, and then they're going in with men who have been their idols. And I think that just gives you a lot of confidence, just to know that them players are human also, and occasionally give the ball away or make a mistake. I think when you're a young player, you can look at first team players and think they're perfect. And obviously we know that's not the case. And the more you get exposed to them, the more some of their good traits can rub off on you. And obviously you grow in confidence. It's where all our young players want to be. It's obviously a very special training ground with a lot of history, similar to what Anfield has in terms of history. And we're an unbelievable football club to play for. You know, world famous, and the exposure these players get when they're doing well is fantastic for them personally.
It's about handling that pressure, isn't it? As you said, as being part of the Liverpool family. There's loads of families right across Merseyside who'll be listening. They'll have hopes for their youngsters. What's sort of one big bit of advice you can give for parents and sort of guiding a youngster through at different stages of development?
I think it's about, you're in a battle against yourself, really. So it's a challenge of you versus yourself. Can you improve yourself every day and keep moving forward? There'll be times where you feel that you're not developing, and you know, and there'll be some tough days. But if you can focus on yourself and not look to the right and left, then you've got a chance of improving. It's really important that young players love and enjoy the game. And it's important that they know what they can do well, because I think too many coaches in sport maybe focus on what someone can't do rather than the qualities they can bring to a team or to a sport. And so I think that's really important. I think parents and people around the kids not getting too carried away is very important. And also doing it because it's your passion and your love rather than the financial rewards that can come in the end and the fame. I think them things can be very dangerous. So, you know, them things will naturally come if you excel in a sport and or in any career path you take. But I think you've got to have a real passion for it, because there'll be as many tough days as there will be good ones, and a lot of the work's done behind the scenes, you know.
And that constant awareness that you can always be better. I've heard Jürgen say that about his team when they do well. I heard you say it about Trent, who I know you admire very much, played a couple of games really well, and you were saying, well, I'd like even more, a more constant threat from Trent.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. I think with young players, it's you don't get too high when you're doing well, and not too low when you don't. I think every game and every day, you just, you know, you don't count the days, you make them count. That, you know, it's a really good saying, and I think that's it. It's a self-development. I think you're in a challenge against yourself. I think the players that get caught looking to their left or right or wondering where they are tomorrow can get caught up, and small things can maybe fester into big ones. So I think the important thing is you've got to know where you want to go and trying to improve your footballing level every day. And I think as long as you get the right people around you, so I think at the academy we have a real good blend of youthful exuberance, if you want, in young coaches, and then some really experienced ones. I'm probably somewhere in the middle. You know, when you think of Alex Inglethorpe and Steve Highway and Kenny Dalglish being around, they're sort of at the upper end of that, and I'm somewhere in the middle. And there's really, really good people at the club to sort of keep these boys on the straight and narrow. And as we've seen in the last probably year, there's 10 or 12 young players doing well. This is not one young player that's being singled out for praise. There's a number of them doing well. And the most important thing is, have you got a first team manager and staff that are welcoming these players and willing to use them? And in this moment in time, we certainly do. So there's a lot to be thankful for at Liverpool.
Certainly is. I've been down there and I've seen Danny Ings training with you guys. And I know at the weekend, scored a couple in the 3-0 win over Sunderland. It's been a long road back for Danny, hasn't it? But that was a really pleasing game for him.
Yeah, Danny's been fantastic just in terms of his personality and his work ethic. So that will rub off on our young players. We've got the best of both worlds at the moment. So young players are training at the first team, and then boys like Danny are also playing in the games with them. So, you know, young Ben Woodburn at 16 can see how Danny prepares for games, the effort that he puts into it, how humble he is. You know, I think all the top players have show great humility. And that's why we bring a lot of boys like Robbie Fowler, Stephen Manaman and Rob Jones around our young players as well, to show you know, firstly, it's about being an impressive person. So Danny ticks a lot of boxes before the game starts. And then we all know that he's a fantastic player. And I think he'd have had a real big impact in our first team last season, barring the terrible injury that he had. So you still see that he's a bit of a fan's favourite, Danny Ings. You know, I get asked about him a lot when he plays with us and trains with us. And, you know, he's been a real credit to himself recently.
Yeah, great character, great mentor for some of those youngsters as well. Right, look, if there was ever an incentive to go and watch you guys, it's the last three games, the wins over Spurs, Sunderland, and now you've got this brilliant one at Prenton Park tonight, the first game of the International Cup Series against Wolfsburg. That sounds dramatic, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Well, I don't know too much about them. I know that their second team get to play in the German leagues against four men, so we believe they'll be a little bit more senior than ourselves, and probably a little bit more organised, because they'll train today or together much more than we do. But we're looking for a big challenge at the moment, because we don't want to become complacent, and we certainly don't want to feel like we've cracked it, because it was only a few weeks ago that we had a couple of defeats. So we're in a good reign of form, and I think we're ready for a real tough challenge now that Wolfsburg will give us. And we're really looking forward to it. The crowds are getting bigger and bigger at Prenton Park to watch us play, and the hospitality at Tranmere has been fantastic. So hopefully we'll get a healthy crowd in, and it'll be another really goal-exciting game.
Yeah, get down there, support the under-23s, Liverpool's under-23s. You're doing a great job, Michael. So thanks for your company this morning.
Thank you, Steve. Take care.
No problems. This is Radio City Talk. This is a kickoff.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.